Welcome, everybody, to episode 43 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my cotton-headed ninny mug and co-host, Eric the Great and Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
Cotton? What cotton? I don't see it.
Cotton-headed ninny muggins. Haven't you ever... God, you guys didn't get that reference. It's Elf.
I'm too young.
Yeah. Bitches.
You're not too young. It's Elf.
How dare you? How dare
Elf?
You? Yes, Elf. And if you haven't seen it, you need to
I've only watched that movie like once.
Oh, well, you need to watch it again.
Yeah, I didn't find it very memorable, actually.
Oh, my God. It's one of the sweetest, coolest movies ever.
It's one of the best holiday movies. It really is.
It is.
It's better than Santa Claus because fuck Tim Allen.
Well, I mean, not besides that, it's just better than Santa Claus anyway.
Yeah, exactly. It's a much better movie.
The idea behind Santa Claus, which was the inspiration for Bun Bun, the psychotic Easter Bunny that became the Easter Bunny when he murdered the previous Easter Bunny.
Wow, that sounds exciting.
Will Ferrell makes a character that you want to laugh at and root for.
Yeah, yeah.
Buddy the Elf is a very memorable character.
Elf is the best. I'm surprised they never, ever did a sequel to Elf.
Oh, God, don't say that.
No, because then it'll be terrible.
No, it wouldn't.
Because once they'll start making sequels...
It'll be Blades of Glory terrible with Owen Wilson. Owen Wilson sucks.
Oh, my God. Please don't put Owen Wilson in
as bad as Eric hates the Santa Claus, like, they made two sequels to that movie.
Oh, I know.
Both of those were worse.
I don't hate the Santa Claus. I think it's an okay movie, but I hate Tim Allen.
Oh, my God.
And I hate the fact that there were two more that were just not good.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, Elf is such a superior movie. They would do a good job. You don't think Jon Favreau would do really good doing another one with Will Ferrell?
What would it be about? It was pretty final.
Yeah, I know. But I don't know. I just like saying cotton-headed
mini muggins. I see a direct video sequel starring his kid.
Yeah, I can see that too. Maybe.
Portrayed by, I don't know any like kid actors right now.
Would he be a mall elf instead?
A mall elf? He gets a job as a mall elf.
Mall Santas.
Yeah, exactly. Let's get started with the news, guys. I just like saying cotton-headed ninny muggins. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just like the coolest thing ever. But anyways, let's get started with the news. Eric, your turn.
Okay, this is from RPG Site, and it's the biggest news of the year.
Yes!
Dragon Quest XI heads west, or we already knew this, but we got a date now. It's September 4th.
Yeah.
But the only problem is that the Switch version is who knows when, and they're not even bothering with the 3DS version. So that's going to be probably left up to Nintendo.
Yep.
Because y'all know Square Enix doesn't like publishing Nintendo games by themselves. Yeah. Unless it's Final Fantasy.
Look at this. Dungeon Buster's in chat. He says, Santa Claus with Dudley Moore and John Lithgow was the best. How dare you, Dungeon Buster? Elf was the best. Elf, you are very close to getting an exile, and I like you a lot, Dungeon Buster.
Lithgow's Dana sounds awful.
No, that's a good movie, too, actually. Santa Claus with Dudley Moore and John Lithgow was a good movie. I agree, Dungeon Buster, but it's not better than Elf. Elf is... probably the greatest Christmas movie of all time, including, just about anything.
But in addition to the PS4 release, we are getting a Steam release. So, yeah, they passed up the 3DS version for the Steam version.
Yeah.
Which they're doing because more money.
Yeah, for sure.
Hopefully the game will do well on PC, and it will justify them doing a lot more in the future, though. So I'm glad they kind of did this.
The only thing I don't...
sacrificing the 3DS
version. Only thing I don't like about this, guys, is how the main protagonist looks. He's so generic. You know what I'm saying? Like, that character's
I hope
generic.
Maybe you can customize his hair.
That's what I thought it was. Yeah, I thought, like, there was customization options.
Oh, if there's customization, this is the greatest...
No, there isn't, but... I wouldn't be surprised if there's outfits you can get that change your character's appearance slightly.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's why I was
breaking the room. The one thing that bothers me about him is his hair. It's a mop head.
Well, this is the greatest news since Dragon Quest VIII came out.
For people who might be freaking out, yes, there's voice acting. No, there's no orchestrated soundtrack because they wouldn't do that unless there was a previous orchestrated soundtrack. They haven't done a symphonic suite yet, so there won't be for this release.
Yeah. And there's some DLC bonuses if you pre-order. I might pre-order. I hate pre-ordering, but...
See, the bummer of the 3DS version is that the 3DS version had a classic 2D turn-based mode.
Yeah.
I hate the reason that they won't do it's because they haven't done it before.
Yeah. Dragon Quest...
Because they haven't done a 3DS version game?
No, what you said about the soundtrack.
Yeah.
About the symphonic sound and stuff.
Yeah, well, they're not going to make commission a completely new soundtrack just for a game.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I hate the whole theory of not doing something just because I've never done it before.
Yeah, see,
they have done it before, but they usually do it before they do a re-release, which they use a rearranged soundtrack. Yeah.
Dungeon says it was all over Twitch.
It's already done for them.
Dungeon Buster says it was all over Twitch when the Japanese release came out. Had to resist watching them to avoid spoilers. You ain't kidding, Dungeon. I'm not a big fan of spoilers at all.
Actually,
I hate spoilers.
The real reason that the game originally didn't even have voice acting is because it's steeped in tradition and Japanese culture.
That's what I was talking about. Like, yeah. The whole, like, not doing it because of,
voice acting, no orchestrated soundtrack.
Yeah. All right.
At least we're getting one of those things for the Western release.
Yeah, and I like the fact that they're giving you a nice little customized theme for the PlayStation with it. And
at least people can't be mad that there isn't going to be an orchestrated soundtrack for the Switch version.
Yeah, yeah.
At least Japanese developers realize Americans are way too lazy and dumb to read. Like, we need the voice actors.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
I don't know how much voice acting will be in the game. It's probably only going to be major story cutscenes.
I don't know. We'll see.
I don't think the game's going to be fully voice acted, but they might go.
So it'd be like Dragon Quest VIII voice acting then.
Yeah.
They might go the full mile and do full voice acting, but who knows?
Yeah. I hope they do, because Dragon Quest VIII is, in my opinion, the greatest game of all time.
I heard this one tops that game.
This one? Tops 8? I don't know, man. We'll see. I'm hoping.
You're
I know
blow
one
Frank's
thing.
Mind. He can't. I don't know if he can handle that.
I know, man. That would be amazing if I changed my opinion on the greatest game of all time. But I do like the subtitle to this game, Dragon Quest XI. Echoes of an Elusive Age. I love it. I think it sounds cool.
Frank's
looks
got a
good.
PS4 Pro, so he's going to benefit from it.
You're goddamn right I am. It's going to be
well,
awesome.
That's assuming that they actually put the effort in to optimize the game for the Pro.
I'm sure they will.
Because just and a lot of Japanese developers haven't really done that unless it's a marquee title like Final Fantasy.
Do they really need to do that for Dragon Quest? Like, I'm not sure they even need to do that. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's a Dragon Quest game. I'm looking. It doesn't look super taxing. Like I'm pretty sure a regular PS4.
I'm pretty sure it's already well optimized anyway, so it doesn't even need the extra
boost. Yeah, I'm sure it won't need it. It's not like it's super graphics heavy. It's cel shading, you know?
The only thing they could probably do is increase the draw distance while keeping the load the same.
Yeah, that's the one thing that it could benefit. Ni No Kuni 2 has voice in the major scenes. But most of the game is reading, which is fine with me, so no worries. Yeah, I'm not worried about that either.
Well, Dungeon Buster's not the average American. We know that. Like, Japanese has got dumb it down for me.
Yeah, well,
I appreciate it. Thank you.
It's
voice acting.
How dare you? Don't you ever watch subtitled movies?
Brink can't read, so yay for voice acting. But Brink, you need to get yourself a PS4.
Yeah, you do, dude.
I want to get a Switch before I get a PS4, though.
How dare you? You need a Switch.
You might as well get a Switch then, because you're probably not going to get either of these things before the Switch version comes out.
How about you just get both call it a day? You know, just save the money and get both.
How about you buy both for me?
How about I have...
that'd be awesome.
Huh?
Thanks, Frank. That's amazing that you do that for me.
Yeah, right.
You guys, look, how amazing is Frank, guys? Listen to this. He's going to get me a PS2.
Yeah.
Yes.
Here's
your PS2.
Really, He's going to be
play more Dragon Quest VIII.
I'll, you know what? Check this out. If I don't want to say this because if it happens, and it might happen, then you'll get a fucking PS4. I will. No, I can't say it. I was going to say, if Donald Trump gets elected for a second term, I'll buy you a PS4. But dude, Stranger Things have fucking happened.
Don't say that. Yeah, like don't. I just. I don't even want to start talking. I don't want to start thinking about that. Let's hope that one of these investigations or something just, you know.
Yep.
Prevents that. I just don't see like Pence being elected. You know.
No, I don't want to see Pence elected either.
No, I'm saying if something happened to Trump and he went. The next term and in the next 4 years, if Pence was running, I don't see him winning an election.
Oh, I do. I easily. He's got the evangelicals locked up, dude. Like they would.
That's a shrinking number.
Yeah, for Trump, not for Pence.
Like nationally, that's a shrinking number.
I don't know, dude. I think if you can get Pence out there, he'd probably get 90% instead of 80% evangelicals, and that's. That's a death warrant for any Democrat besides Bernie Sanders. But anyways, next story break.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Penny-punching princess physical edition canceled in the UK. Dun, dun, dun.
I know.
Due to unforeseen circumstances. That's like when a celebrity gets divorced and it's always irreconcilable differences.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
That vague-ass statement.
Yeah. Dungeon says whoever's doing Evan's voice is spot on for being that young king with a good heart in Ni No Kuni 2. He says the English acting is quite nice. So cool.
I'm just thinking that UK is getting screwed with games recently.
I know.
I mean,
weird.
Omega Latherin Z gets banned in UK, and now this doesn't happen.
Yeah. That's sad. No pun.
I'm telling you, Brexit probably has something to do with it.
Brexit has a lot to do with a lot of shit going on in UK. What is going on with Brexit? We need Gripper to tell us. Gripper, tell us what's going on with the UK. I haven't kept up with UK politics. All right. Next story comes to us from Gamatsu. Little Dragon's Cafe launches this summer in Europe. So they don't really give us a date.
Yes. Axis is apparently doing the North American release, but it just has a generic release date of spring.
Yeah, I hate that. I think that's non-news. I think when they come out with that, that's like, you know, it's like telling you sometime this year.
No, wait, it says summer, just like the European release, but it's like,
Yeah, but
does
when?
That mean like September then?
Yeah, whatever. I'm not even going to give this story play because they don't give us a date. Eric, next story.
At least it's coming. But next story is East Origin for Xbox has been dated for April 11th.
Yeah, looks good. I've never played East Origin, so
it's going to have a new speedrun mode, which I can only imagine is going to come to the Vita and PS4 versions.
Really? You think it's going to come to the Vita? That'd be weird.
Yeah, they wouldn't keep an exclusive mode. That's just something that entices the pot for speedrunners.
Yeah, I guess. I've seen a lot of speedruns lately, like on old Nintendo games, like Friday the 13th.
And what better way to introduce a new feature than to put it in a new version of the game?
Yeah. It looks good. I think it looks good. I'm actually excited. I might pick it up.
And a more bloody option for those who really like blood.
I guess.
It's like East Origin doesn't really need it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because there aren't very many enemies in the game that bleed all that much to begin with.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know why they'd want to go the MK route for this.
Yeah. All right, break. Next story, please.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Regalia Royal Edition launches April 10th for PS4.
Regalia.
Yeah.
April 10th for PS4, April 12th for Switch, and April 13th for Xbox One. Okay.
I think that's all we need,
there you
man.
Go.
Tactical RPG, so...
God damn it, Dungeon Buster. You make me want to get Ni No Kuni 2. No.
I know. Ni No Kuni 2 looks
it's
good.
Like, it's like, if I wait a couple months, I could probably get it cheaper.
Yeah, I agree. Dude, it was really hard. Like, I was going to trade in.
You know, I heard that the original development team wasn't planning to bring it out in Japan.
Yeah.
But due to the demand, they did. Because they were originally releasing it for the Western audience.
I had a choice. I trade in my Wolfenstein game since I beat all of them, and I don't.
The Wolfenstein?
Yeah.
Not Wolf.
Oh, shut up, Eric. God damn you, son of a bitch. I traded in all those games for some credit, which I never do. I hate trading in games. But
don't trade in games for credit. Sell stuff on eBay like I do.
I know,
most of the
time. I should, dude, but I didn't want to wait. Like, I wanted, like, instant gratification, but I was going to buy. I was thinking about buying Friday the 13th, but I decided against that. And then I was looking at Ni No Kuni because it was coming out that night. And I'm like, man, I could get some extra credit if I trade this in for Ni No Kuni. Or I could just get Horizon Zero Dawn. I opted for Horizon Zero Dawn. Freak 5, if you're listening, man, I'm working on getting Friday the 13th soon, so hopefully it'll go on sale. I keep waiting for a sale for that fucking game. It's been out for a while now. They need to do a sale on Friday the 13th. But all right, next story, Eric.
Next story is about that Uno game we talked about, the remake.
Yeah,
it's coming to Switch and PC.
Oh, cool.
I can imagine the PC release is a Steam release.
Yeah.
So it probably is going to get localized in some form.
Yeah, no date yet on it, but...
There's no ROC content because consoles don't do that stuff because hardware developers don't like that.
Yeah, Dungeon said HZD is a great choice. All right, man, I appreciate it. I haven't delved into it yet. I'll talk about what I've been playing later, but I thought it was
anyways,
a good choice.
The date is for March... let's see.
It just says
2018.
Yeah, doesn't have a date.
I think it was talking about the original release for PS4 and Vita, which was like last year.
Yeah, they don't have a date yet. Next story comes to us from Gamatsu. Inferno Climber Reborn, rated for PS4, Switch, and Taiwan. Survival action RPG coming to consoles. So that's the whole thing right there. It's a survival 3D action RPG, hack and slash, puzzles and traps. Looks interesting. It sort of, to me, looks like maybe a late PS1, early PS2 game.
Some people said it's kind of like a chibi Dark Souls.
It looks okay. It looks fine. I don't have a problem with that.
I want to play this, and I hope it gets localized. I mean, it's already on Steam, so it's a port job at this point.
I'd like to see what Taiwan has to offer in the form of RPGs for sure. So
it's not a Taiwanese RPG.
Oh, why? What? Why is it? Okay,
it's being released in Taiwan.
The Taiwan game soft. Okay, who did this game? Who does this game?
It's an Japanese indie game.
Oh, okay. Well,
Grasshopper Manufacturer, I think.
Ah, okay. Well, I'm down. I'm down for Grasshopper Manufacturer, so I'm down. All right, break.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Steins Gate Zero coming to PC via Steam on May 8th.
Yeah. Hmm,
there you go.
Yep, that's the story. Steins Gate Zero.
I hope they fix some of the errors I encountered in my PS4 release, which I didn't mention my reviews since there were so few of them, unlike Chaos Child, which has a fuck ton of them.
Yeah.
Which makes me think that the localization for that was extremely rushed. But that's what happens when P-Cube decides to localize three visual novels in the span of several months within each other.
Did I tell you guys I almost ran into a bug on
that? That was their version of East 8, basically.
Did I tell you guys I ran into a bug in Wolfenstein 2 where I just couldn't move anywhere? Like, I got stuck in between, like, a little corner, and I couldn't... I no matter what I did, change the camera, all this stuff, I was just about ready to reset it, and finally I got out of there. I was like, what
unstuck.
The... Oh, God, it's so stupid.
I swear I thought you meant, like, a wasp or a spider or something like that.
That happened to me in both Uncharted 2 and 3.
Wow, weird. Yeah, I've had a couple of glitchy things happen in the Uncharted game, too.
So in Uncharted 3, it was in a pool, and Uncharted 2 is getting stuck in the snow.
Oh, shit. That sucks. All right, Eric, next story, please.
It's just like, I wonder if the physics for this is the same, and they use the same exact code, so it happens, of course.
Yeah. All right, Eric, next story.
Hold on a second. Doesn't say anything about Dave for Steins Gate, but next story is a game called Sea Salt. And it says, gives players monster swarms to punish those who've wronged Dagon. Seasalt mixes elements of action games and RTS, giving players several different monster swarms that use to hunt down and punish people of a gloomy world. People who seem to have forgotten the Lovecraftian god Dagon, who rules them in favor of other deities. We get to fuck around with religious people for not worshiping the right god.
That's awesome, man. This game sounds like Breakman would be all over it, man. It's got RTS elements, action elements. It's got old school, like, 8-bit.
You're the bad guy elements.
The bad guy. Yeah, it's everything that Breakman wants. So what is this coming out on? Does it say?
PC. Wow. So currently, a demo is out on Game Jolt. And if you enjoy it, you can donate to the Kickstarter.
I like the art style of this, for sure. It's got a really cool art, like old school.
It's really dark brown and gray. It's like the Xbox 360 all over again.
Yeah, pretty much, man, for sure.
It's like that. It's like when that game released, it's all the kind of games that were being made at the time.
All right, I'm going to read the next story from Silicon Era. Ignis Avis Venatio is a visual novel of Phoenix Girls and lethal magic battles. Kane might wish to simply be left alone, but a chance encounter with a girl claiming to be a phoenix sets off a story of teenage life and deadly magical battles in visual novel Ignis Avis Venatio. Players will follow Kane's adventures with the magical students and their familiars, as well as his own dealings with the Phoenix Girl, as players work their way through Ignis Avis Venatio's storyline. Having been thrust into this battle, though, it will be up to the player to help him decide who to fight or if he should be fighting anyone at all. Ignis Avis Venatio offers a coming-of-age story that is quote, lighthearted, despite its focus on teens fighting to the death using magic.
Sounds like Magicka, then.
Yeah, it's available on Steam right now. So
I mean, by Magicka, I mean Madoka Magicka.
You haven't seen this, have you? Or you haven't played this, have you?
No. All right. I didn't even know about it until I found the news article.
Yeah, it looks good, man. I like the art style for sure, man. But, you know. If you happen to come across it, Eric, let us know how it is, because I won't be playing it because it's a visual novel and it's on the PC. So, but it looks good.
With all the games coming to Switch, it might come to that.
Yeah, maybe. If it comes to Switch, I might check it out. All right, Break, you're up.
Story comes to us from Silicon Era. The Pirate's Fate is a romantic visual novel of change and choices.
Yeah.
It's also about furries.
Oh, yeah.
His boner's lost.
The Pirate's Fate is... I didn't have one. Thank you. The Pirate's Fate is a romantic visual novel of piracy, change, and the importance of who the player is in the story, with characters constantly changing mindsets and even appearances based on decisions the player makes throughout the story. Mila is the newest member of the Dread Pirates, a motley crew. They're hard rockers, out to navigate storm-swept seas, treasure-laden coves, or just a rowdy tavern. Their main goal is to find a set of magical coins that have the power to change someone into what they wish to be. And it is up to... Oh, shit, yeah. Those would be awesome.
Yeah, hey.
I wish to be very, very, very wealthy. it is up to the player whether they wish to be the ruthless treasure hunter, a kind-hearted pirate, or a cunning leader in order to find these coins before other pirates do. Depending on how the player works through the story, though, characters can change in drastic ways. There are many different characters the player can romance throughout the Pirate's Fate, but these characters can become completely different people based on how the player progresses. Yeah. Characters will undergo changes in personality, appearance, age, gender, or species, becoming entirely different people based on your progression.
Oh, so they're not furries, they become furries.
You can become furries if you want to be. Okay. You can make romance a slippery, complex thing, but also gives players many different potential loves.
Yeah, this is interesting, and I'll tell you why this is.
It just happens to everybody wants to be a furry in this.
I'll tell you why.
That's all I've seen so far.
I'll tell you why this might be a hit. All right. I'm going to go out on a limb and say this game is going to get a lot of buys, not like, you know, major buys, but for an independent, I'm going to tell you why, in my opinion, this game is going to be a sleeper hit, because people love changing appearances in video games. They love it. It's one of the
people
things
like representation too.
They do. And the fur, you cannot discount the furry element. I'm telling you, this game has a chance to be bigger than the average game. So yeah, look for this to do pretty well. Dread Pirates. I love it, man.
It's a bad week to be a furry, I guess.
Yeah. Well, yeah, pretty much. Why you say that, Brake? Any other bad furry moments?
Well, the recent ban with the recent law our government passed about internet companies that promote stuff like, for instance, Craigslist, using those websites for, a lot of those websites have been used to, traffic children and stuff like sex trafficking.
Yeah.
Well, because of that, like their broad law is causing a lot of companies to go down because they just can't risk somebody posting on their site. And I read like the biggest furry dating site had to go down.
Oh man, like it's like an overreach, a government overreach. That sucks, man.
And they are closing down because they're like, we can't risk it.
Yeah.
Also, Trump wants to reinstate his transgender military ban.
Oh yeah, I saw that. That's something else.
Wait, are we the Stinkos? What happened?
I know. Almost, man. We're almost there. That might be added to my.
Can we
Stinko
just do them right now? Because shit.
No. No, we'll
we still got homie discounts.
Let's go to homie discounts. PlayStation Plus has a bunch of cool free games. Oops, excuse me. Holy cow, that was weird. They got free belches.
Yeah, sure.
Free belches, everybody, for everybody. But no, PS4 has Mad Max, which I believe is a really good game. I totally enjoyed Mad Max when I played it on the Xbox One Game Pass. But for free, you guys should check it out. Qbert Rebooted, I never had a chance to play the rebooted version.
Sucks.
But oh well, you know, I mean, it's just a fun, you know. Just a diversion. You're also getting Trackmania Turbo, which in my opinion looks like shit, but it's for free, so you can't beat free. PlayStation 3, you're going to get In Space Rebrawl, Qbert Rebooted, and Toy Home, whatever that is. PS Vita, you're getting 99 Vitas and Qbert Rebooted as well.
I think this is like the last month you can get PS3 and Vita titles.
Yeah, so pick those up.
They're getting rid of those.
yeah, so pick those up.
And I think they're going to limit PS4 titles to just two.
Yeah. I wish they would bring that up to three or four. That would be really cool. Games with Gold.
Already is three. It's just this will be the last time you can get even that much.
Yeah. Games with Gold, you can get The Witness, which is that's a good thing because it's normally $39.99. From April 16th to May 15th, you can pick up Assassin's Creed Syndicate, normally $49.99.
So I currently don't have gold, so can I just get like a month and then get it
Yeah,
for
of
free?
Course. Yeah, of course you could. I do. That's what I do. Every once in a while, I'll just plop in the gold. And right now, another little homie discount, bonus homie discount.
I think The Witness is coming to the Switch, though, so maybe I'll just wait on that.
Get it for free, dude. $10. I mean, then you can, you know, get all the other shit.
I'll just wait until it's $10 on the eShop, then.
I guess, dude.
Because I don't even know when I'm going to play
Eric,
it.
Eric, let me finish, dude.
I have to rebuy gold just to play a witness.
Eric, let me finish. Yeah. Well,
no,
yeah.
Frank. Oh, sorry. What?
I know, you son of a bitch, Break, man. Xbox 360, this is why you should get it this month. Because April 1st to 15th, you got not because of this game, but you get Disney Pixar Cars 2, which sucks. But here's the other one. This is the one right here. From April 16th to the 30th, Dead Space 2. So, yeah. It's gold this month.
There's
is definitely worth it.
Also, Assassin's Creed Syndicate, which I heard is not that good, but
yeah, I heard it's not good. But a $50 game for free, plus The Witness for free, plus Dead Space 2.
I bought the Syndicate for like $15 on PS4.
Yeah. They're also having a spring sale.
Yeah, they're having
it right now.
They are having a spring sale.
Try to sell it for $10 later once I finally get around to playing it.
They're having a spring sale, which includes too many games to list here. Yeah, but you can.
There are some good deals and other deals that are just not good enough.
Yeah, I think Battlefront 2 was like 35 or 30.
What the hell? What is wrong with you two? Jeez.
I know, it's the belching
it's contagious,
hour.
Man.
It's the belching hour on RP Grinders for sure.
RP
but those are the homie discounts. Make sure you check that out. I highly recommend. And you know what? If you were to get gold now, you could pick up I think you could pick up Super Hot as well. So Super Hot and Trials Blood Dragon, You could pick up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, and I think Dead Space was on there last month. So you'd be, if you got it right now, you would be picking up a lot of great games. So, you know, there you go. Homie discounts. Homie discounts, y'all. There's a PS Plus sale, and I don't know. Oh, I think we did mention what was in that. And that's it. Any Twitter questions or comments?
I got a Headlander on the PS Plus sale.
Okay.
What? That was like $10.
Oh, cool. Twitter questions or comments, Breakman?
Unfortunately, no. There's nothing on Twitter.
You guys suck. If you guys want to send Twitter questions or comments, send them to at RP Grinders, so that way you can make Breakman very, very happy. So what
I got a private message from Freak telling me what's going on. So I'm sorry to hear that, Freak. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, that sucks, man. I don't know what's going on, but it sucks.
Yeah, it's a personal loss, you know. One of those things.
Oh, I think I did hear about that. Yeah. Best to you, Freak Five. Freak Five's been having a tough beginning of the year, man, for sure. All right. So what have you been playing, Break?
I've nothing really new. Halo Wars 2? On the phone, and Halo Wars 2. I mean, and that's about it. I've been busy. I really haven't had much time to play. So
yeah, this week I didn't get a chance to play much because I've been watching a lot of movies, which I'll talk about later. Eric, what have you been playing?
I played more Yakuza Kiwami. I finally finished that yesterday.
Nice.
Or not yesterday, Wednesday, before I saw Ready Player One, which I'll be reviewing later.
Cool.
And The Alliance Alive, I'm getting closer to the end. I haven't written the review yet. I was going to get around to it today, and I was just running around pretty much half the day, and I played visual novel the other half. So I'll probably write it in the morning.
All right. What else? Anything else?
Code Realize, Bouquet of Rainbows. That's what I was playing. But the game has a completely different trophy list, and I wanted to get a platinum because platinums on visual novels are easy. Mm-hmm. So I just force skipped all the text because I already played the Vita version.
Yeah.
So I got through the main game, and now I'm playing on the fan disc, which has the after story for one of the characters, and then extra stories for the other characters.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. That's cool. Anything else, Eric? Are you? That
that's all I really played.
Alright, I didn't play much this week. I'm with Breakman. I didn't have much time to play much of anything, but I did play MPQ. You know, I'm over 1,000 days on Marvel Puzzle Quest, most of those in a row. I think one day I skipped for some reason, I can't remember, but yeah.
I'm surprised Tiger Claw isn't here. I thought he'd take my bait about Ready Player One.
Ready Player One or the furry story.
He seems to know. I think don't say he's not here yet, because maybe he'll show up.
He's lurking.
Usually, when you mention Tiger Claw, he shows up in chat. So yeah. I played Seasons After Fall again. I love that game. We talked last week about games that you kind of like. Take a break from all the shooting and killing, and that is definitely one. It's a beautifully looks hand drawn to me. I don't know if it is for sure or not, but it looks fantastic. It's very lush and pretty, and not much is going on except you gather, I don't know, these like little lights, and you know, it's a platformer and it's fun.
Which game?
Seasons After Fall. Fox.
I thought you were talking about Super Lucky Sale, because that's pretty much what you do in that game.
No. Alien Isolation, I played the beginning of Alien Isolation. I have not got to the point where you see any aliens yet, and already that game is tense as fuck, man. Like, I can tell.
You don't piss your pants.
Oh, God, dude. Like, I have a hard time playing those fucking games, man. Like, first of all, I'm not real big on stealth, although, you know, things influence me. Like, I hear Dungeon and Chat all the time talk about how he loves stealth games, and I'm like, what am I missing? You know, like, what is the whole thing?
You're missing the ability to hide in a cardboard box.
Yeah, I kind of
say Metal Gear.
I'm kind of getting it, because Like when I was playing Wolfenstein, the coolest thing in Wolfenstein to do is to sneak up on somebody and like sneak up on a Nazi and stick a knife in his neck. You know, it's really cool. So this is a lot different. It's a first person perspective game, but I can tell it's a lot like Outlast, but not as dark, I guess. Like you have a chance to like see where you're going. Like I think I'm gonna have a tough time with Outlast because it's all stealth, you know, and it's just super dark. It's hard to see.
You know, if you hate stealth, when you get a Switch, you should pick up Never Stop Sneaking because it just automatically kills enemies for you if you have the items that kill the enemy automatically.
That's cool.
And like it's really easy to stealth them anyway.
Yeah. But yeah, Alien Isolation so far is looking really good. I don't have anything bad to say about it, or good per se, other than it looks fantastic and, you know, whatever. Break Band's exiled, you son of a bitch. All right, let's see. I think that's it. You have a review, Eric.
Yeah, Ready Player One, the movie based on the book. Well, they did deviate and quite a bit because they had to because it's a movie, but... the movie is better than the book purely by the virtue that it's not a book, because a lot of the stuff that's like constant stream of references that would be described in painstaking insipid detail in the book can just be done in a couple frames.
Yeah.
So they don't need to spend too much time on that stuff. Although I think they did tone down the out nerding conversations, which were annoying enough to begin with, but I'm glad that they aren't in there. As much as they were in the book. I mean, I haven't really read the book, but I've read enough excerpts and could get a sense that since it is a book, they probably go into that in great detail. But they also avoid one of the issues I saw with the book where this person's asking Parsifal about the identity of the person's sex. Trying to confirm it, and it sounds really transphobic. Now it's more like a I'm just telling you, you don't even know who this person is, so you should just you're falling in love with somebody you don't even know who they are in real life yet.
Which does happen. Does happen from time to time.
But, yeah, it happens quite a bit.
So, alright, so continue on, Eric.
But, yeah, like, when I was, like, getting ready to, like, the hype was pretty almost destroying my interest in this movie, and then the second trailer showed up, and it's like, oh, kids fighting an evil corporation from controlling everything. Mm-hmm. And yes, that is the plot, but I think it's done well enough, because the movie has a bunch of 80s and 90s references in it, and that almost makes it kind of like an 80s movie in and of itself. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Even though it takes place in 2045.
I don't mind that, Eric, because my favorite era was the 80s. So, you know, I mean, I like that type of
stuff. And Frank's seen them all.
How dare you? How dare you?
I got most of the reference, but I've never watched Buckaroo Banzai.
Oh, you should, dude. It's a great movie.
That's way over the top movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that like a gory western movie, or is that like a slapstick comedy style?
It's like a how do you describe Buckaroo
Banzai? It's a sci-fi over the top, very 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 over the top movie.
Yeah, it's an adventure sci-fi over the top movie. That's the best way to put it. Mm. Yeah, it's a good movie.
But it's called Buckaroo Banzai, so is it sci-fi western then?
Yeah,
like the hero Buckaroo Banzai. Like he dresses like a cowboy and a six shooter and stuff like that. But he's fighting aliens and is there time? I don't think there's time travel. What's going on? Like some of John Lithgow. Like, what was John Lithgow doing? I can't remember.
I can't, dude. It's been so many years since I.
Yeah, it's a long time.
Anyways, it kind of reminds
me. It's like a guilty pleasure for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm wondering if Cowboy Bebop was somewhat inspired by that with Spike Spiegel's design.
Would not. No, I doubt it.
I doubt it. Oh, by his design. Yeah, I don't know about that.
I think there are some Buckaroo Banzai references.
Either that or Space Dandy, which. was also done by the person who did Cowboy Bebop anyway, so. Yeah.
All right, so continue on,
Eric. But, anyways,
They're from another dimension, that's right. Okay, yeah. Aliens from the eighth dimension. Thank you, Dungeon Buster, for clarifying.
Yeah.
But, this movie's plot is pretty implausible when you consider its time frame. Like, maybe they should have made it 2075 instead.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, the way it's set up is, like, basically this VR technology came out in 2025 that was made by some guy called Halliday. It was a part of a game company named Gregarious Games that apparently bought all the IP that ever existed from the 80s to present day.
Wow.
Because that's why stuff like Overwatch characters like Tracer show up as avatars that people can play as.
Dungeon Buster says he thinks Lithgow was named...
this VR technology that was like really sophisticated came out in 2025 and then became even more sophisticated over time in 2045.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster said, I think Lithgow was named Big Booty Bute because he was an alien and they can't think of good names.
Like I said, he's like a revolutionary VR guy. So he did what all the other companies now are trying to do, only he succeeded where they all failed. Hmm. Or they haven't failed yet, but they're going to fail. But it's kind of a dystopian future where the world's kind of broken, and it feels like it's kind of be a reflection of what's going to happen to this planet if we don't take global warming seriously. Or, solve the economic problems that Trump's causing, along with everything else. Yay.
Yeah.
Living spaces have apparently gotten hard. So in order to accommodate this, trailer parks are now in these weird shanty town-like high-rises called the Stacks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we saw a preview of that in the previews.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, people go to VR to escape the fact that their living situation is garbage. But and because of that, corporations that want to control everything tried to move in and doing sneaky shit when everybody's preoccupied with that.
How's any of that different from now?
Yeah,
exactly. They're doing it in VR, so they're even more.
Because it's VR. Okay, that makes
yeah, they're taking different. Your virtual money in addition to your regular money.
Yeah, I think they they're actually using bitcoins as a currency, and they actually just call them coins. They don't call them bitcoins. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things that this company does is bitcoin mining, like little bitcoin mining within the VR environment.
Wow.
So right. It's almost like reboot in a way.
Yeah. So what are you giving Ready Player One, Eric, unless you have anything else?
It was better than I thought it'd be, so I'm going to give it a 7.5.
That sounds about on par with what critics are saying.
Spielberg managed to make an otherwise shitty book and not show shitty.
Yeah. Well, Spielberg's a very talented filmmaker. There's no question about that. I mean, he's made some of the greatest movies of all time.
That's not a bad rating at all. No. I guess I'm going to have to see it then. I always thought you were going to come
gonna
back
read,
and say
I'm
six
gonna the, yeah. I'm going to review the book later once I actually get around to
reading
it.
Break, I'm in agreement with you, dude. I was kind of skeptical of this movie, but dude, 77% on Rotten Tomatoes plus a 7.5 from Eric, it's kind of sold me to watch it. So yeah.
So going back to Buckaroo Banzai real quick, here's kind of a little synopsis of Buckaroo Banzai. He is the son of an American mother and Japanese father, who is a combination of physicist, neurosurgeon, martial arts master, secret agent, and rock star. Who travels with his band of assistants and backing musicians.
Yeah. I don't know if that's like a Gary Stu, but like on acid or something.
Yeah. Like this movie's like that over the top.
Yeah, it's pretty over
the top. This is a movie from the 80s. Yeah, I'm going to have to find a way to see this movie though.
Oh, dude. Well, you have an Xbox, dude. You have a way of watching movies, bud.
Well, what do you mean by Xbox? Why specifically Xbox?
It doesn't have to be Xbox, I guess. But anyways, so what do you give it a 7.5? That's pretty good, man. So everybody go see Ready Player One, I guess.
I'm gonna ask if I should even bother doing a review on Dragon Ball Super, because there's been some developments that suggest the show will most definitely return by the time Gigan on Katara is over and the new movie comes out.
Yeah, hold off on that, dude, until you find out more info.
Plus,
Eric.
Breakman probably hasn't caught up with the rest of us. I've been watching the Japanese streams.
Yeah. I have, like, I don't have
reviews. If I do a review of it, it won't be until after the dub's over.
Yeah, there you go. I have...
It'll probably be around that time anyway.
Yeah. I have a review of a plethora of movies. I'm not going to review all of them because they all are different, but I'll just suffice it to say, because I'm going to talk a little bit about this and the free-for-all, but I've been on this kick with Bridget watching, like, a ton of movies that are super hard to watch. And I'm talking like like really, really depraved movies. Like I saw a movie called Inside. I gritted my teeth through, so to speak, Sodom, the 120 Salo, 120 days of Sodom. Now, I was looking at this list of like.
Are you interested in watching The Quiet Place?
What the
I am.
How old did you just say?
It's called Salo, 120 Days of Sodom, which is, it's a hard movie to get through. It's a long...
I don't even know what that any of that means.
Oh, dude, trust me. I'll save you the time. It's just... It...
Sodom is like sodomy.
Yeah, there's some of that in there. There's, there's some... Oh, God, dude, it's so hard to explain. Just look it up on the net if you want to know what it's about. It's hard to watch. There's a reason why it's on this list, but... I'm watching right now. I'm in the midst of watching Tokyo Gore Police, which is insane. It's batshit crazy. I mean, arms.
Have you seen Ichi the Killer?
I have, and I love.
What
Ichi
about Legend
the
of Ricky?
I have not seen Legend of Ricky, but
like three Ricky movies.
I've seen Ichi the Killer, and it's a good movie. There's another Ichi the
what
Killer.
What about Suicide Club?
I've not seen that one. Let's see. I saw Inside, which is batshit crazy, but it's a good movie, and it's scary, and oh man, it's that one's about a pregnant woman that it's like a home invasion versus a pregnant woman. That's all I'm gonna say about it. It's tough to watch too, but it's worth a watch. What else? Cannibal Holocaust, which is I do not recommend watching that, especially if you like animals.
Is Ichi the Killer on streaming anywhere?
Yes, it is. I think it's on Amazon Prime, if I'm not mistaken. It could be on Netflix.
I got my Fire Stick. I could put it on there.
Yeah, there you go. Let's see. So, yeah, Cannibal Holocaust was another there was one more we watched. But anyways, I've just been on this real weird kick watching a lot of just hard to watch movies, and it's going to continue because Ichi the Killer is on that list. Another one on that list is Audition. I don't know if you guys have ever seen Audition, but that one's really, really tough.
I'm trying
to
remember the name of this movie. I'm not sure if it's exactly right, but have you seen Last Call Waiting or something?
I have not.
It's a Japanese horror movie about like a phone call. The person gets a phone call.
Oh yeah,
and, like, they'll die like right afterwards.
Yeah, there's an American version of that, and it's not good. But the Japanese version's okay. Yeah, so that's what you know. My reviews is just it's a mixed bag with those movies.
Have you
oh.
seen Gozu or Uzumaki?
I have not. But I
those
I
are
did
the Junji Ito movies.
Yeah, I've seen a movie called and. It's hard to watch, but if you can get through it, there is some artistic value in it. It's called the Serbian film, and it
that's old too.
It's not old. It's I don't know. It's
relatively old. It's old enough that I remember them talking about it on DPL.
Yeah, it's actually a decent movie. But it's hard to watch. I don't know. I can't explain it. Like, it's about this porn star that gets involved in this weird, like, they want to film another movie or two, and the stuff they have him do is just batshit insane. That's all I'm going to say. And that's about it. Let's see. Let's move on to our Stinkos. Breakman, do you have a Stinko of the Week?
Yeah, I've got two. One of them involves my Sweeto. It's baseball season. It opening day for the Reds was today, and they lost. So that's one part of my sinkhole.
Yeah, my Rockies lost too, dude. Join the club.
Rough way to start the season. But my other stinko goes to, and this happens every fucking time some psychopath gets locked up.
Yeah.
The latest psychopath, and I'm just not gonna mention his name because
yeah,
we all
don't.
Know who I'm
Please
talking
don't.
About.
Yeah.
He's not worth mentioning.
No,
Well, he's getting
absolutely.
so much like love mail, and
Oh.
like he gets more fan mail.
I don't know. I
Than
mean,
we
there's
do.
like one almost every week now, so it's like
Yeah.
hard to keep up.
Yeah, it really is.
Well, yeah, but he's like, yeah, but he's like really, really psycho. You know, he's just evil.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know what I mean.
Yep.
But the fact that people send him love letters and fan mail and everything like that every time one of these asshole pieces of
Yep.
shit, monster, terrorists, or whatever you want to call
White
them.
Oh,
privilege
terrorist is a
and
good.
Yeah,
racism.
I mean, yeah, they're a homegrown terrorist, you know?
Yes. It, domestic terrorist.
Domestic terrorist, that's the term,
Yep.
yes.
Yep.
Oh, is I'm guessing Nicole's a Diamondbacks fan?
Yeah, she.
Oh, and listen to this little tidbit I saw in the news headline. President Trump designates April as Second Chance Month for people with criminal records. Because, of course,
Yeah.
he wants to
We're just
recuse himself. Why not?
yeah, break. I'm with you 100%, dude. But this is not
It's just so sick that this happens all the time,
it's
you
not
know? Like
uncommon.
he
Yeah, I was gonna say it's not uncommon. Like Ted Bundy was getting like fucking fan
Yeah.
mail.
I mean, Charles Manson got married in jail, didn't
Yeah.
he? I mean,
Yep.
I know he was engaged. I don't know if he got
Oh,
married
he
for
got
sure or
married. He
not.
got
Oh, he
married.
did get married for
Yep.
sure. Okay. It was just, it's so, I just don't understand it.
Yeah, I don't get it. Are you finished with yours, break?
Yeah.
Let me go on to mine since you mentioned that asshole. It's kind of related to mine. Mine is Laura Ingraham versus a Parkland school survivor. His name is, I think, William
Yeah, I
Hart.
saw that. What the fuck is wrong with some people? Seriously.
I said Ingraham. I misspoke. Her name is Laura Ingram, but
Who cares? She's doesn't deserve to have her name pronounced right at this point.
No, she does because she's a piece of shit, and I think people need to know how big of a piece of shit
Okay.
she is. She went on this
Laura
weird.
Ingram, Laura Dunham, both of them suck.
She went on this weird kind of attack on William Hogg, who is 2 weeks, mind you, 2 weeks removed from surviving an attack on a school, a gun attack, the Parkland school attack, and she chastised him and said that he was.
Hello?
Hold on, Eric,
Eric, Frank, you went out for a moment. We didn't hear anything you said.
Do you hear me now?
We hear you now, but
Okay,
I don't know
cool.
if chat did though.
Okay, what I was just gonna say, Laura Ingram went on this weird kind of like chastisement of William Hogg, saying that he was whining about things about not getting into college and stuff, and I'm like, this dude has a 4.1, maybe a 4.2. It's like they've been going back and forth between that. Like that's above an A average. I think that's A plus territory. So why would she pick on a kid? She's a
It's
loathsome.
I understand disagreeing with him politically, but like attacking him for stuff like that, like attacking a kid, like that's like you can disagree without attacking him,
Yeah. Yeah,
right? I mean, it's not hard.
but
It's really not.
even the things that he was saying, like how could you disagree with somebody that's been through it? It's like
I know,
saying,
but it's like I'm just talking about like that. There's a lot
no,
of
I
like
agree. I understand.
Pro-gun, anti-gun stuff going on, but they don't. You don't have to be like. You don't have to like. Aha, you didn't get into college. Nanny, nanny, boo, boo. You know. You
You
don't
know,
have to do shit like
I
that. That's
agree,
fucked
but
up.
to go back to your point about the political aspect of this break. It's not even close. I think it's something like 70 to 80% of Americans believe that there should be fucking gun control. This includes Republicans. This includes people in the NRA. So,
And what we need a lot more enforcement of the laws we already have as it is too.
yeah,
I mean,
that's true.
because honestly, That asshole we were talking about earlier, he would not have got a gun if the laws were enforced.
Yeah, that's true. Dungeon says Hog rejected her apology. It was funny, Dungeon Buster. He did. He said the fact that she – something along the lines of the fact that she did this right after kind of speaks for itself. And right after the advertisers started leaving her show. I mean, that's the only reason that she made even –
oh, yeah, absolutely.
And by the way, her apology was half-assed.
It wasn't.
I mean, as soon as the advertisers started leaving, she said, "Beings that it's Holy Week." So I guess if it wasn't Holy Week, you wouldn't have apologized. for one, and for two, like, how deplorable are you hiding behind religion to apologize to somebody and just instead of just saying, you know what, I was wrong. End of story. You know what I mean? Like, she's disgusting. Laura Ingraham is she. I hope that of all things from this whole thing, she gets fired from Fox, because Fox is actually starting to feel a lot of pressure from advertisers. So I guess that's one good thing that came out of that.
She loses any more ads. She's also lost a few advertisers. If she keeps losing them,
yep,
they'll have to get rid of her because they need the advertisers.
Yeah.
They are the ones who make those rich people richer.
Yeah, and by the way, William Hogg is, what, 17 years old, and he sounds super eloquent on TV, if you've ever heard. Like, that's a guy that could be a future leader one day.
I mean, you can disagree with him politically without, like, attacking him.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I understand, like, it's Fox News, and they're going to disagree with him politically. They are.
Yeah.
But you're an adult attacking a child.
That's the point I made, man. It's ridiculous.
I mean, come on, think for 5 seconds.
Yeah. All right, Eric.
Like, send a tweet like that. Just stop and think.
Exactly, Eric.
Huh?
You're on.
Yeah, my stinkos.
Yep.
Elon Musk proves that he's just another rich white fucker.
Oh, why? Would you say that?
Let me read the article in its entirety, please. Because otherwise you won't understand.
Is it long or?
No, it's not particularly long.
Let's hear it.
Splinternews.com. Tesla CEO Elon Musk, a billionaire, just received an unprecedented incentive-laden pay package that could earn him tens of billions of dollars, but his employers also get something. Exhortations to work faster. Tesla's CEO has made Elon Musk strikingly wealthier because it is the fabulous and wonderful future of cars, but has a lot of trouble with one minor task, building enough of them. The fact that Tesla has been resolutely incapable of building enough of its own product to meet demand has not stopped starry-eyed investors from bidding up the company's stock so much. The company is worth just as much as Ford and General Motors, who can afford to build cars quickly in sufficient quantities, and who also do not have CEOs who build rocket ships. But since the people who do the actual work of building cars at Tesla are trying to unionize, but last year Elon Musk personally urged workers not to unionize and promised to provide them with free frozen yogurt if they listen to him.
Ugh.
What an incentive.
Yeah.
But it gets worse. But so basically they tried to unionize. They got punished for it. And that was like a year ago, so now we're in present day. And pair internal memos, the heads of engineering and production spelled out measures to free up workers for the Model 3 line and challenged them to reach production goals. Doug Field, the engineering chief, told staff they could exceed 300 Model 3s a day. It would be an incredible victory at a time when short sellers and critics are increasingly doubting the company's ability to fill a CEO's vision of building mass production electric vehicle manufacturers. And the quote here says, "I find that personally insulting, and you should too," Field wrote in the March 31st email. "Let's make them regret ever betting against us. You'll prove that a bunch of haters wrong. Work faster, harder, but don't get paid a lot of money for it, but I do."
It would be something different if they said that, you know, if Tesla was the company was to say, you know, if you meet this goal, we're giving you a $5,000 bonus, everybody. You know what I mean? Like that. Or a $1,000 bonus or something. Like, if there's no incentive to do more work, why would you do it? There's, I mean, everybody works for a reason, right? Like Breakman, you don't go to work just because you like it, right? I mean, you may like it or you may hate it, but what's the incentive for you to go to work?
He's right up there with Jeff Bezos offering stock options instead of actually paying his customers.
Yeah, well,
although I think in that case, Bezos is worse because at least they're getting paid.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. He's slightly worse than or better than Bezos. Bezos is just, you know, I mean, we've already chronicled Bezos on this show, but. Which, by the way, Bezos in Spanish means kisses, so I don't know why that is relevant.
Kissing his own ass, maybe.
Yeah. Elon Musk is a different cat. I like the Tesla company as a whole because of the fact that they're producing electric cars, and I am, like, all for that. You know what I mean? Like, that's just the way it is. Tesla stock was wrecked this month. Apparently, we haven't found bottom yet because Ingram proves we still have a way to go. Yep, that's true. And he says, I think Tesla shed something like 27% of its worth this year. This month was the worst in its history because of all the controversy. Yeah, there's no doubt. They're having a hard time keeping up with demand. I think Tesla's backed up for like 2 years in cars, man. Like people that have signed up to get their cars have to wait up to 2 years, and that's
maybe
that,
you shouldn't be investing
happen.
In rocket ships while also doing cars.
Well, maybe he should think about merging with a company like GM or Ford that could, one, use the influx of money, and two, could help with production of these electric cars. Like,
no,
I mean,
because he won't do that because he's too greedy. Apparently.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like he is greedy. Like, there's no question.
Minus the greedy part. You know who he kind of reminds me of? Like, he's kind of like the development version of Peter Molyneux. Like, he has all these grand ideas, and he just spends all this money to keep trying to do
instead of software, it's hardware.
That's a great analogy, Breakman. I like that a lot, man.
Hardware
that,
is cars. And
that pretty much
chips.
Sums it up for fans of RP Grinders, that's for sure. Dungeon says they should all be like Evan and fight monsters and invite people to live in a happy kingdom. Yeah, there you go. So yeah, Elon Musk, I think we can all agree, like, if you're a billionaire, you're almost automatically an asshole, because what, other than Bill Gates,
it's like people have said, and there's probably research to back it up, the richer you get, the less morals you have.
Yeah, and also the more,
because you lose perspective of what everybody else
is. You lose perspective and you become very out of touch with regular people. Like it's no longer within your realm of thinking. It's like now I think the Mega Millions jackpot,
unless you're like highly disciplined.
Yeah. I think the Mega Millions jackpot's up to like what, $500 million. If you were to win that, you would lose touch with reality real quick. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. But anyways,
I don't play the lottery because it's a scam to take money away from poor people.
It sure is. You're right. All right, Break, you're sweeto.
I mean, originally the lottery was supposed to pay for roads and stuff like that. Yeah. None of that happens anymore. Yeah. You know, the money's just going into people's pockets.
Mm-hmm.
So my sweeto is it's now baseball season. Yay.
Yeah,
it's good. Which means also the weather's gotten warmer over this past week. It's just been raining. Keeps fucking raining, but whatever. It's, you know, April showers and May flowers. Even though it's March, so maybe we'll get March showers and April or April flowers, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Well, if it rains tomorrow, then March showers. But
yeah. I think I have a song for that, but I'll look it up. Is that your sweeto?
Yeah. I had another one, but I didn't write it down, so I can't remember what it was.
All right, Eric.
My sweeto is that. Does anybody know what round one is?
Refresh our memories, man.
Did they yell fight right afterwards?
Yeah. Maybe in the fighting games you get to play there, because it is an arcade place the bowling. There's like a little bowling alley there. So you could play bowling or you could play any of the Redemption or arcade games that are there.
Oh, nice.
And almost all of them are imports.
Oh, sweet. Cool.
Like the cabinets themselves still have the like 100 yen cost to play the game. But the way it works is you get a card and then you put money into the card and then you slide the card at the cabinet.
Yeah, a lot
that's
of
how
like,
you play games.
Dave's
like
Dave
I think
Buster's.
One game is like 4 credits or something.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool, man. That's a nice little nostalgic throwback, you know, little arcade action.
Yeah.
That's good.
So, like, yeah, they had, like, I actually went inside just to see what was going on, and it wasn't until I left, and apparently the doors for the sensors for exiting weren't maybe not set up yet, so I had to go through the side door and use the push it open manually. When I did that, I noticed the sign says, please don't go in until the grand opening, which is tomorrow.
Ah, gotcha.
But, like, it was so not busy there and nobody gave a fuck. Plus, it was, like, a day until they were opening. So that was probably another reason why I didn't get yelled at. Saw a lot of Japanese suits. So, yeah, Round 1 is owned by Bandai Namco. So executives were in there.
Yeah, that's cool, man. That's really cool.
But, the cost for parties are expensive, though. If you're going to go there just to, like, bowl and or play arcade games, but don't pay for parties, because that will cost you.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's good if you can afford
it's
it.
It's like $300 for a party.
Yeah. Well, that sounds actually reasonable nowadays, dude. Like, you know, I mean...
Well, maybe, right. Like, maybe if you went there and you had your ready reception there, maybe that would be a good place.
Yeah,
but...
yeah. All right.
The bowling alley arcade. That reminds me of the good old days.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I saw, like, the Luigi's Mansion arcade game.
Wow.
Like, and Tekken 7 and Street Fighter 4. Not Street Fighter 5, though, for whatever reason.
Yeah, that's weird. They should have a Street Fighter 5 machine, for sure.
And they had, like, arcade machines I didn't know existed, like the Tatsunoko versus Capcom. I don't know if there was an actual arcade version of that in Japan, but they could have just easily taken the Wii version and put it in a cabinet and have you pay to play it.
Yeah. Maybe our Japanese listeners can let us in, let us know if they have those over there.
I kind of wish that there were instructions in English to learn how to play the game, but most people probably learn by playing.
Yeah, pretty much. All right. My sweeto, it's a real quick one. You know, Bridget and I were eating at...
I took a picture of it on Twitter. And
oh, cool.
If you want to go through my timeline and look up, you can check it out.
That'd be cool, man.
I love this because I didn't think I'd ever see an arcade machine nearby where I live again.
Yeah. That's cool, man. Mine's real quick. I was eating lunch at McDonald's with Bridget, and we were sitting there eating, and Madonna's Starlight song came on. And I happened to glance up, and this little girl was standing up on the seat, kind of doing a little dance. It was one of the cutest things I've seen in a long time. But it was definitely a sweeto of the week. Like, you know, every once in a while in life, you get those little tiny fleeting moments of, like, pure happiness and joy from someone else. And that was one of them. She didn't have any cares in the world. She didn't care who saw her. She was just dancing and dancing and dancing. It was really, really cool. Like, you know how, like, when you put your hands up in the air, like, you just don't care type of dance? That's what she was doing. It was pretty cute. But that was my sweeto of the week. All right. Free-for-all. I talked earlier about this kind of weird, not marathon, but just, like, a bunch of movies that I've been watching that have been kind of hard to watch based on, you know, me seeing them before and, like, lists that I've seen on the internet. But I'm going to ask you guys, what are some of the hardest movies to watch you've ever seen? And I'll start off, like, Serbian film was really hard to watch. It's the same thing with Salo. It was really hard to watch. But I'm asking you guys, and not only the hardest movies to watch, but why? And I think
for me, it's easily. I think Requiem for a Dream.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, that's really
those movies just, like, it's not happy. There's no happy moments in that movie. And you just watch these characters slowly, like, destroy their lives, and it's just so miserable.
It's really hard to watch. You're right, dude.
It's kind of like Madoka for me, but that's not a movie. That's a TV series.
Yeah, man.
Although I guess I could count the Madoka. I can count the Madoka third movie as kind of like that then.
Yeah.
There's no happy endings, but there's no happiness along the way either.
Yeah, there isn't, man. It's dreadful. But it's a good movie. It's definitely a good movie, for sure. What else? Break, anything else that you can think of?
It's going to be so hard to watch movies.
Yeah.
Usually just bad movies. Movies like, The Sound of Music.
I'm going to mention one.
Every time that movie's on.
Hold on, Eric, I'll get to you.
Go ahead, what do you want to say?
There's this terribly lewd movie called Colorful. Normally that might be okay, but the fact that it's just a bunch of stupid skits that are supposed to be comedic in nature, but they're not funny at all.
Yeah.
Because they're extremely repetitive and poorly animated.
Yeah.
But yeah, don't watch Colorful. I stopped watching that after 10 minutes. Cause this is the worst thing I've ever seen come out of Japan, and it's not even funny.
Anything else you can think of, Break, to that?
For me, it's usually stuff like that, or... Oh, I know everybody loves this. We talked about Christmas movies earlier, but oh my god, It's a Wonderful Life.
I hate that movie,
so
man.
So fucking boring.
Yeah, I can't stand that
movie. How about Citizen
movie?
Kane? I've never seen
that. Oh, Citizen Kane's good, dude. That's a good flick.
I've never seen all of that. Yeah. I've only seen bits and pieces. Seen the end, so there's no reason to go see
that. That's apparently the inspiration for fucking
everything.
The Room. Yeah. Citizen Kane, a rebel without a cause.
Yeah. Citizen Kane is a great movie.
It's always this classic Christmas movie. Like, it's
the
Wonderful
thing I hate
Life.
About
like,
Citizen Kane is the
Wonderful
is
Life
the
is
people
a...
arguing that like some things need to be like the Citizen Kane.
Yeah. Interestingly, Breakman, Wonderful Life, like it is, it's revered, and I've never understood that. You're right. That is a hard movie to watch, dude. It's like, what?
Twilight.
Oh, God, that's another one, Twilight. Yes, glad you brought that
up. Any of those tween, I'd say most tween movies. They're every once in a while, they're like good ones.
Has anybody bothered to watch Maze Runners?
Yeah. Perfect Storm was another one for me. Dungeon Buster said I almost walked out of Skyline in the theater. That was trash sci-fi. See, that's why I said Perfect Storm, because I saw it in the theater. And the same thing, I almost walked out of that movie. Another movie.
I know I've said it before, but I've all like. If
Hurricane Heist sounds a lot like Sharknado, but with Ocean's 11. But that sounds so stupid.
What's that, Break?
I really wanted to walk out of Freddy Got Fingered, but somebody else drove, so yeah. I was kind of stuck.
Freddy Got
my brother,
Fingered.
I agreed to go with my brother and his girlfriend to see that movie.
Oh, God.
I left it going like, what did I just see?
Yeah, you wish that you had that hour and a half back in your life. A hard
I kind
one...
of thought it was funny until it got like bizarre and awkward and awful.
Cannibal Holocaust is a really hard movie to watch because that involves like animal stuff, and I don't like real animal cruelty, and I don't.
Has anybody seen The Big Hit?
Yes, I've seen The Big Hit. It's not terrible.
On retrospect, that was probably in one of the awful movies I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't say it's hard to watch though. But
it's not. But it's like. It's like stupid.
Here's one.
Dumber for having seen it.
Here's a couple. Schindler's List. Anybody that can get through that movie without a lump in their throat has no soul. That movie is hard to watch because of the emotional factor. Same thing with Saving Private Ryan. Really hard to watch, man.
I could argue that Space Odyssey 2001 is hard to watch because you'll be tempted to not stop watching it if you're not a person that likes think pieces.
Oh God, I love that movie. Dungeon says remake.
I'm not saying it's hard to watch for me. I'm just saying other people. Might
yeah, I could see what I could see where people some people wouldn't watch it. Remake of Ben Hur was painful to watch because the original is really good. Yeah, I heard the remake was awful. But I also like there's some interesting things about the original Ben-Hur. Like at the time, like that chariot scene was like the most lavish scene ever put on film. Like it cost something like I think they said at the time. Like,
how about Ten Commandments? How about on. Passion of the Christ? Those are hard to watch.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say Passion. I've never
Passion
seen
of the Christ.
I saw the entirety of that movie, but yeah, I would never want to watch it again.
Eric, I think we talked about this years and years ago when that movie first came out. It is hard to watch. Like, take the religious shit aside, just watching somebody get beat for like an hour straight is really tough to stomach. Like, and it's in gory. It's in gory detail too.
I'm mentioning the Ten Commandments just because the acting is so terrible.
But Passion of the Christ for sure is on that list, man. That might be on the watch list this weekend because I'm still on that kick. I mean,
I want to see awful things.
I've seen pretty much everything like so far, and we still got a whole weekend of like hard to watch movies to go. So I'll give you guys an update next week on that. But yeah,
Smashing of the Christ. Oh, upcoming sequel.
Yeah.
I can think of seen when I was a kid, the most boring movies I ever saw, the Jetsons movie and that movie called Bear.
Bear was a hard movie to watch, yeah. You know what else is...
How about Benji? That movie is sad.
I like Benji, man.
Benji.
It's a good movie. Yeah, it's just...
Yeah, like the Vinci movies always have like sad moments and they're so good.
Yeah,
and I heard Netflix is bringing them back, so fingers crossed.
You know, one is hard to watch.
They're going to make a gritty reboot, aren't they?
I remember
from the previews I've seen, actually kind of look like they're kind of staying in that kind of cutesy mode, you know?
Yeah. What about something like there's a scene in The Revenant that's really hard for me to watch, the bear scene. I mean, it's fucking awesome. But holy fuck is it graphic, man. It's, like, really hard to watch. I don't know if you guys seen Revenant, but that the bear scene, man. Holy shit.
How about Dark Crystal? Because those skeptics scare me. They're just creepy motherfuckers.
Maybe. Hey, yeah, no. If there's something like that's hard for you to watch. What else? There's been a lot of movies for different varying reasons, whether it's...
Is The Labyrinth hard to watch because of the Bog of Eternal Stench?
Yeah.
I just wanted to mention that again.
Yeah, the Bog of Eternal Stench. No, that's a great movie, and it's definitely not hard to watch.
It's hard to not look at Bowie's crotch, though.
I know. You know another.
It wasn't hard for me not to look at it. I don't know why.
No, it's hard, like, not very. It was what I meant.
It's very prominent on the screen. There's like no way you couldn't see his crotch on the screen.
Like, you guys are making it sound like you were like taking notes and shit. Like, you got a whiteboard out and start drawing.
Dude,
if
I could pull off a fucking leotard like fucking Bowie in Labyrinth, I'd be doing that shit all the fucking time, man. Like, you guys would hate it because I'd be doing that all the time.
You throw away your outfit.
You might as well have been wearing a Speedo and no pants.
Oh, God.
Throw everything out and get a ton of skinny jeans, right?
How dare you?
Skinny jeans and, like, the sleeveless tight shirts.
Yeah. I think the Babe with the Power gave him a little too much power in the
head. Yeah, exactly. Let's see. Let's see, what else? You know, whether it's because of emotion, like it's just hard to watch because it's sad. Oh, you know, I'll tell you another one that's hard to watch. I Spit on Your Grave, really hard to watch. Antichrist. I don't know if you guys have seen that movie, but that's really hard. It's a Lars von Trier movie, and Lars von Trier doesn't fuck around when it comes to graphic shit, like shown on screen. Gaspar Noé is another one. He did a movie called Irreversible or Irreversible.
I can think of a couple more too. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's okay.
I thought you were done, but it sounds like you're about that.
No, go ahead.
I start talking, it sounds like you're going to say something else.
Go for it. What else you got, Brady?
I was going to say Turner and Hooch and Yellow. What's it called? The dog, the other dog movie where the dog dies.
Beethoven.
No, Beethoven didn't
die. Beethoven doesn't die.
I feel like that movie's
too ancient to watch. I'd rather read the book.
Where the Redfern.
Now, but like Old Yeller and like Turner and Hooch, where the dog dies at the end. It's like, what the? Oh my! Jesus Christ! Kill off the actor, not the dog.
This might be kind of controversial.
Timmy. Don't kill Lassie. Fuck that shit.
Hey, the remedy for watching Turner and Hooch or movies where dog dies is to immediately go watch John Wick, where the dog dies and he kills everybody.
Yeah, exactly. That's there you go.
It's catharsis for dogs dying.
What's that, Lassie? Little Timmy fell down the well. Calling of the herd. Fell down the well.
Last House on the Left is another hard one to watch. That's a Wes Craven movie. Let's see. I had one. Oh, Where the Red Fern Grows, if you're talking about dogs dying. That's a really hard one. Book and movie. There was one more that I was going to bring up. Fuck. Yeah, but, you know, just shit like that that's, you know.
How about some of the scenes in Phantasmagoria?
Yeah, ooh, yeah, that's a good, that's good. Here's a controversial one that you guys might not agree, but I find, like, sometimes when I'm watching RoboCop, the scene where Peter Weller gets shot up, that's pretty hard to watch.
Where he becomes a corpse, basically? Yeah. That one's fucking insane.
Yeah,
it's pretty insane. How about the scene later in where one dude gets melted?
Oh, the toxic melt scene? Yeah. Dude, that's pretty gruesome. I love that movie, though.
Yeah.
You know,
I kind of see stuff like that. It's like, oh, that's an awesome kill.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, for instance, I was watching Gotham, the TV show, and they had a kill in it this last episode where they had where the Mad Hatter mind controlled this couple to stand underneath a wrecking ball,
oh,
as in, like in a wedding gown and tux and stuff like that, and drop the wrecking ball on him. Like,
well, that's what I'm like, talking about, man. Stuff like that.
That was a cool scene, though.
It's kind of
different from what you're talking about.
It's like the reason that I know. It's like the reason that people watch Friday the 13th movies and slasher movies is to kind of like see the kills. You know, how are they going to kill people like that? But no, like I just thought about it, and I'm like going through all these movies, like Serbian films, probably at the top of the list, man. Like it's fucking brutal. And I was just thinking of like
a lot of the torture porn movies. Like it seems like they just want to try and outdo each other.
I'm not
a
big fan. Just, like Hostel, I guess would be hard to watch. But that's like Eli Roth to me. I'm not a big Eli Roth guy. I think I've mentioned on the show why I'm not a big fan. But yeah, that I could see that being something hard to watch. Same thing with like the Saw franchise, like all that, you know. But
it's more like. Less about like, oh, it's so gory and stuff like that, because I've seen gory before. It's just they do these like long stretches of like real of like gory things, like slowly peeling skin and stuff like that. And it's just it's not exciting.
I know
it's
another
just,
one.
Like, there's too much not going on.
I know another one that I forgot that's up there in the gore factor, but it's a good movie. I mentioned Inside before. You guys should watch that one if people like gore. That's it's tough to watch. But a movie called Martyrs. It's that one's really graphic and it's really hard to watch. Audition is another one. Like that's a slow burn movie. It's a Japanese movie about a guy that's trying to find another wife and oh man, it gets brutal. Old Boy. I don't know if you guys have seen the original Old Boy, not the remake with Brolin. No.
Is the original one on streaming somewhere?
I think it is on Netflix, if I'm not mistaken.
Or the new one?
The new one, I don't know. Don't bother with the new one. It's not great. Let's see. There was one more. But, you know, just stuff like that. I thought it'd be interesting to talk about that. Dungeon says, Toxic Guy, we talked about that. Splattered all over the band.
Hey, he's like, it's pretty horrific. I was like, yeah, it's so good.
Yeah. All right, guys. If you're out there and you're listening and you have one that maybe we slipped by us, let us know movies that are hard to watch that you know, you've seen or hard to watch even once, or maybe you watch them once and then that's about all you need. You brought up a good one, Break. Requiem for a Dream is really hard to watch, man.
I got a PSA before we get out of here.
Okay, what's your PSA, dude?
PSA is today is Get Good Friday. Because that gives you a few days to get good before you play Dark Souls for Dark Souls Day, which is on Sunday.
You know, one...
And it's Dark Souls Day because... And it ties in with Easter very well because Easter was originally about praising the sun, which you do in Dark Souls.
Yep. Oh, and
stole it and made it about something that's not even true.
Yeah, and speaking of Easter, you guys should watch a movie called Beaster Day on Sunday. I think we'll be watching that because it's fucking amazing. It's an amazing B movie. That's all I'll say about it.
Beaster Day versus Godzilla.
Oh God, that would be if they came out with Beaster Day versus Godzilla. I would watch that. I would
They'd
so
probably
watch
do Sharknado
that.
First, though.
Oh, dude, Beaster Day versus Sharknado. I would watch that. I would watch anything with Beaster Day in it, dude. Like I really would. But anyways, that's gonna do it for us today. Breakman, plugs.
You can follow me at RP Grinders and at Break Underscore Man on Twitter, and that's about it.
And send him your hard to watch movies and Easter movies that you like to watch, and we'll mention them on air. All right, Eric.
Are there Easter movies?
Yes, I just mentioned one, man. Beaster Day.
I would know. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's like the only one I can
like
think
a handful.
Of that,
Holidays has an Easter story in it. That's pretty good. I like that movie. So, all right, Eric. Eric, plugs.
Plugs?
Yes, plugs.
I'm going to plug sites I've written for, like BostonBashBrigade.com, TotallyGN.com, VogNetwork.com, and OzGamers.com. And you can find me on Twitter at EricRPG, and I've got my YouTube channel, FunET Man.
All right. Anything else, Eric?
And there's my Patreon. I was almost forget to do, plug that, but I'm going to plug it. Just look up my name, Eric Kelly. On Patreon, and if you want, you can give me a dollar at the least.
Yeah,
but
throw Eric some bucks. He works hard. He writes a lot of good stuff. So yeah. All right. Anything else, Eric?
Don't eat too much of that discount Easter Reese's Easter egg candy you can probably find in stores now.
I got a better one for you. Don't ever eat Cadbury eggs because they're disgusting.
Yeah, they're awful.
Son of you ass bastards.
They're disgusting. Nasty.
Well, here's the biggest problem with Cadbury Easter eggs. They're made completely different in the UK.
And they suck.
Because of the way that chocolate's made. But in the US, yeah, they're terrible.
Oh, God. I throw up. Thinking about that shit, man. Ugh. Anyways, my plugs are as follows. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. Geez, watch a movie called Inside. It's tough to watch, but I like it a lot. It's pretty intense. It's a great horror movie for sure. Let's see what else. Like I said, send Breakman some comments of your favorite hard to watch movies at RP Grinders. He'd be more than happy to read them on air for you. And any other, maybe your favorite Easter movies, stuff like that. Even Passion of the Christ, I guess that would be considered an Easter movie. But anyways, that's about it, guys. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, guys. Thank you, Dungeon Buster.